good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you out to Daikin Stadium in Waller, where it is region semifinal action. The Brenham Cubs getting set to renew a rivalry with the Richmond Randall Lions. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, high above the stadium in the press box here. And the train just keeps right on going for the Cubs, 11-1, and now their toughest task to date, taking on the 12-0 Lions.
No doubt about it. We've only been waiting a week for this, Doug. So, you know, I'm excited. I feel good. I've said this all season long. You and I have said it time and time again. If we play like we're capable of playing, hey, bring it on. We'll play anybody.
Absolutely, and the fans filing in, making the trip over here from Brenham. Looking already like a really good crowd here this afternoon, ready to take this one in, and fans still filing. You can see the cars backed up there filing in.
I tell you what, that's what we need. We need a stand full of Kelly Green.
Absolutely, and we're glad you're with us, and we hope you stick around this afternoon. Don't forget, we do have the Aggies and the Longhorns. We will take that one at kickoff at 6:30 tonight. Yeah, so no Aggie pregame, but we will take it at 6:30. But we are here for the duration here on this one with the Cubs and the Lions, and looking forward to seeing what happens. And we've got more to come here on the pregame show, but first let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659, and go Cubs.
Brenham Ironworks proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. As you make plans to improve your property, Brenham Ironworks is the place to go. Not only will they help you design, fabricate, and erect your metal building or barn dominium, they can run all of your panels, trim, and gutters in-house for a quick turnaround. And they'll design and fabricate your custom gate and entrance, complete with installation, sales, and service on your automatic operating system. Visit BrenhamIronworks.com or come by 4455 Highway 290 West. Brenham Ironworks. Enhancing your homestead, Texas style.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4241.
All right, as we come back here to Daikin Stadium in Waller, it's time to go down on the field where Tommy Lange is standing by with Coach Danny Youngs.
Coach Youngs, big victory last week against Liberty Hill.
Absolutely. You know, you get to the second round against a team that's been, I think it was, 5 years in a row in the semifinals. Got a big win over there. Really proud of our kids and the way they play. And, you know, you get to enjoy it for a little bit, but then, you know, here you go. Here tonight, getting ready to go against a great football team in Randall.
What can you tell us about Randall?
Really fast. You know, they're good in all three phases of the game. You're going to have to really, you know, be dialed in and focused. They're good on offense. They're good on defense. They're good in special teams. And, you know, you're going to have to play a complete game to beat those guys.
We've had a few minor injuries or some injury issues. How does that stand this evening?
We'll have to wait and see how game time, you know, really a lot of it's just game time. And, you know, if they can go, they'll go. If they can't go, they won't go. We'll just see what happens when we get out there.
Very good. Good luck to you.
Thank you very
much. Let's get a W.
Go Cubs.
All right, tell me with Coach Danny Youngs. And, of course, the major injury we're talking about is to Jacoby Dixon. Dixon suffering a strained MCL that occurred back in the Texas City game. And it limited his use last week. And one of the reasons for playing on Saturday, I know the coaches were hoping for an extra day to hopefully give him more time to heal up. And he was out there during warm-ups, so we'll see what his availability is when the game gets underway. Meantime, we've got more to come here on the pregame as we send you back to the studios. And let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking more than a little dull? And no scratches on the side. Yikes! Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranty. They're committed to quality.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
For over 20 years, the Stars of Joy event at Brenham National Bank has become one of our favorite traditions. Stars of Joy is making Christmas wishes come true for children in foster care or children supervised by Child Protective Services. Come by our lobby and select a star from the Christmas tree and make a child's wish come true. Cash donations will also be accepted. Gifts must be at Brenham National Bank by Thursday, December 5th. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Are you hungry? You want that favorite Subway sandwich that makes your mouth water? Then what are you waiting for? You can call it in, you can order in the app, or you can order it online, or simply pick them up on the way to the game. But there's no reason at all to deny yourself that mouth-watering chicken bacon ranch or meatball sub. So tonight, while listening to the game, eat fresh, eat healthy, eat Subway. With three locations in Brenham, on South Market Street, on Highway 105, and inside Walmart Supercenter.
All right, as we come back here, the fans still filing in to Daikin Stadium over in Waller for the Brenham Cubs and the Richmond Randall Lions. And some folks may or may not know this, but the Randall, their new school, they've only been around for 3 years, and they've got their own Brenham connection.
Oh, yes, they do. The head coach is the son of the father of the school is named after, Dr. Thomas Randall.
Yeah.
In fact, Dr. Randall and I, back in our college days, we spent a little bit of time together, and we also worked together also going through college. But just a fine young man over there coaching that Randall team. Just a great person. I did tell him, I had to go over and say hi. I said, hey, coach, take it easy on us. Okay.
As you said, his dad, Dr. Thomas Randall, was former superintendent of the Lamar Consolidated ISD, and eventually when this new school came along, they went ahead and named it after him. So a big honor there for the Randall family, and it's a growing campus over there. They're with us in 5A D2. I wouldn't be surprised though if the rate they're growing at the next time the UIL realigns that they don't move up.
I really honestly felt that took place this past spring, but evidently I was wrong. I stand corrected, but, you know, just since the last time we played them, looking at the number of athletes that they have on their football team, the numbers definitely have to be there.
Yeah, and these two teams, as we said, were actually started off in the same district. We had them in our district for 2 years, and each team winning one game apiece on their own home turf. Brenham won the first meeting between the two at Cubs Stadium, and then last year, Randall defeated the Cubs at their stadium. So this is kind of like the rubber match between the two.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's a great point you brought up, Doug. This is a rubber match, and you know what? What I asked for the man above, I just everybody play clean. Play the best you possibly can, and may the best team win.
There you go. And we got more to come here on our pregame. First, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Looking for real estate? Hody Real Estate, active in all aspects of real estate sales since 1978. They're a family-owned and operated business in the heart of downtown Brenham. They have everything. Residential, country homes, farms and ranches, residential lots, unimproved acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings and take virtual tours. Call 836-8532 and let them put you in the home of your dreams or the perfect place for your business. Hody Real Estate congratulates the Cubs on a winning season.
If you're someone wanting to get ahead this winter, Blinn College makes it easy. Enroll for the Winter Mini-Mester starting December 16th and finish an online course in just a few weeks with full transferable credit. Or start the new year strong with spring classes beginning January 13th. With affordable tuition and flexible online or in-person options, Blinn is your pathway to success. Don't wait. Visit blinn.edu and register today for the Winter Mini-Mester and spring classes.
Tillman Construction and Steget Tilleman Plumbing are proud to sponsor the Cubs football team. Tilleman Construction and Steget Tilleman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years respectively and are ready and able to handle any of your residential needs. So let them be your first choice when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs. Tilleman Construction and Steget Tilleman Plumbing congratulates the Cubs on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the Brenham Cub football team on a successful season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and auditing services to the Brazos Valley area since 1967. Their financial leadership continues as they have once again been named a top firm in the Southwest region by Accounting Today. The firm strives to serve and elevate its communities, clients, and team. Please join Seidel Schrader in supporting the Brenham Cub football team during their playoffs.
As we come back here to the press box here at Dykin Stadium in Waller, and it is the Brenham Cubs and the Richmond Randall Lions. It's time now to take a look at our starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by Collier Construction. Proud to bring you the starting lineup. As a builder, Collier Construction knows the value of integrity, teamwork, and the dedication it takes to participate in extracurricular events. Collier Construction, Highway 290 West in Brenham. And for the Brenham Cubs, at quarterback will be senior Jordan Harvey. He's 6'2", 175 pounds. At running back, it's going to be Jacoby Dixon. He's a sophomore, 5'9", 195 pounds. At the wide receivers, it will be junior Chris Guidry. He's 6'2", 180 pounds. And Cartel Brown, 5'8", 150 pounds. Zyron Upshaw, 6'1", 185 pounds. The H-back is Hagen Frank. He is a junior, 5'11", 225 pounds. On the offensive line for the Cubs, the lineman, Anthony Popo Nahara at the center, and then Andre Mejica. And the other linemen's are offensive linemen, Andre Mejica, Dawson Moran, Landon Flasowski, and I think I'm forgetting one. Oh, and Aaron Carlisle. And some of these we didn't have weights for. Some we do. Mojica, we got at 5'8", 238. Carlisle, 6'1", and 262. And meanwhile, on the defense for the Cubs, the defensive tackles are Joe Rodriguez. He is 5'11", 242-pound sophomore. And then got Darius Brown, who's a senior. The defensive ends are Mason Sieber. Sieber is a, let's see, he is a 6'2", 220-pound junior. And then also Jace Miller, 6'2", 205-pound junior. Linebacking court led by Caleb Espinoza. Caleb going 5'11", 218-pound junior. Doyle Brown, who is 6'2", 215. And then you got Christian Prosper, who's 5'10", 170. And then your corners are Cartel Brown, and then also Ludrick Walker Jr., who's a sophomore, 5'10", 160 pounds. Safeties, J. Breon Moore, 5'10", 170. And then Tylen Powell, 5'10", and 170 pounds. And that is your Cub starting lineup, and that's brought to you by and that's brought to you by Collier Construction Company. And we'll take another break and be back with more of the pregame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs football team this playoff season. They're proud of the hard work and dedication the Cubs put in to make this season successful, and they're thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Cubs. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
K-Tex Country, first-time home buyers have been loving the new programs that have been rolled out specifically for them. A first-time home buyer is any person who has not owned or had an interest in a home within the past 3 years. There are a lot of great programs out there, such as down payment assistance, which helps to fund a home without having all the funds up front. In short, there are a lot of options out there. If you're looking for your first property, remember, any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914.
And here we are back at Daikin Stadium in Waller. And attention football fanatics, don't miss out on the opportunity to be part of Texas football history, where dreams are realized, legends are born, and where unforgettable moments unfold before your very eyes. Mark your calendars for the UIL State Football Championships, December 18th through the 21st at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, where the best teams from 6-man to 6A leave it all on the field in the hopes of being named champion. For the latest updates and ticket information, head on over to UILTexas.org/football. Again, that's UILTexas.org/football. And up next, it's time for our first touchdown of the game, and sponsored by Nathan's Barbecue. And I understand they got us on the speaker over there.
Tell you what, Cindy said she was going to dial us in, so I hope they're listening with open ears.
Yep. And let me pull up the ad count. All right. And Nathan's Barbecue, proud to sponsor the first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is turkey and dressing. You make the call, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street. Proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, just stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register. And now let's And TL, reach in there and pull out. We'll find out who today's winner is.
We're going to dig deep.
Yeah.
Alice Stern.
One of our favorite winners here.
Yes.
Congratulations, Alice.
And favorite listener, too.
Yeah. She gets the rack of ribs there from Nathan's Barbecue. And that'll be when the Cubs score their first touchdown here. And so congratulations, Alice. And thank you for listening and being a part of the first touchdown. Well, we're going to take another break. When we come back, I think we're fixing to have the national anthem and the coin toss. Let's send you back one more time to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
If you want to get a head start on holiday planning, call Sandtown Catering for all your dinner needs. With a wide range of menu options, you can customize your holiday dinner exactly as you envision it. And Sandtown Catering will take care of everything. Call today. Sandtown Catering wishes the Brenham Cubs good luck in the playoffs, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Go Big Green!
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
These days, you want whatever you're putting money into to last. That's especially true if you're investing in a new steel building, like a new workshop, storage building, or barnuminium. When you choose DDM Metal Buildings to fabricate your new metal building, you can rest assured your money is well spent. With over a quarter century of experience, DDM Metal Buildings are built to last. Find out more online at ddmbuildings.com or visit with their experienced staff at their locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
For over 20 years, the Stars of Joy event at Brenham National Bank has become one of our favorite traditions. Stars of Joy is making Christmas wishes come true for children in foster care or children supervised by Child Protective Services. Come by our lobby and select a star from the Christmas tree and make a child's wish come true. Cash donations will also be accepted. Gifts must be at Brenham National Bank by Thursday, December 5th. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
All right, as we come down, we're getting closer to the kickoff. I've got to take a few moments to thank the good folks here in Waller. Laying out a nice spread for us. Get a pregame meal before we get started here today.
Oh, no doubt about it, Doug. Glad you brought it up. This is a project that Tommy's going to work on for Cubs Stadium for next year because, you know, everywhere we're going here, Waller's doing the exact same thing. Have a light little, it's more than a little light lunch.
Yeah.
You know, pretty doggone good hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs and hamburgers and good spread here today and chips and cookies to go along with it. And there's the Cubs coming out on the field. And Cubs will be the home team. Randall will be the visitors.
Good sign, Doug. I'm kind of getting a chill up my spine. That's a good sign.
Yep. And here come the Randall Lions. And a huge crowd here for Brenham. And a good-sized one for Randall as well here. So it should be an exciting game. And fans still filing in. They've got cars lined up all the way out toward almost to the highway. Well, now they've thinned out a little bit for a while. They were lined up all the way out to 290. It's still coming in. And we are ready to get this one going. Coach Danny Young's in his third season with the Brenham Cubs. And so far his best season coming in this one, as we said, with 11-1 record. And Coach Brian Randall over there in his third season over at Randall High School. He's having his best season as well, 12-0. As we said, the winner of this will face Iowa Colony next week in the regional championship round of the playoffs. Cubs dressed out with the white pants and green jerseys with white letters and numbers. And I think we're waiting on the official announcement of the anthem here to be performed by our Brenham Cub marching band. And
you know, the numbers which Randall has been putting up, you would think, or people may think, that they're Goliath.
Yeah.
But that's all right, you know. David found a way to take on Goliath.
Yep. And now our national anthem. And we're back here, and the Brenham Cubs and the Richmond Randall Lions, and they're getting set for the coin toss. And while they do the coin toss, we're going to take one more break, and we will be back with the kickoff after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
All right, as we come back here now, Jacoby, he was in his uniform for the pregame, but now he's in street clothes.
The further option in the second half, Brenham elects to proceed. We'll do so at the clock.
Okay, so Randall won the toss, and they've deferred to the second half, so the Cubs will receive to start the football game. And it will be Randall defending the north goal, the Cubs defending the south goal. So as you're looking at your radio dial, Randall will be going left to right, the Cubs will be going right to left. As we were trying to say there, Jacoby is in street clothes now, so he will not be playing in the ball game this evening. So Zyron Upshaw will be getting the carries there at running back.
To keep things on a positive level, if it's for his future, to let him sit out, that's
That's exactly right, Tommy. To let him be in, because that's the most important thing right now.
Zyron's very capable.
And high kick, and that is going to go into the end zone, and that will be a touchback. And so the Cubs will come out and start the ball with the ball at the 25-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jordan Harvey with Zyron Upshaw in the backfield. Going against this really tough defense for Randall. And handoff is to Upshaw. And he will get back to about the line of scrimmage. And maybe, well, it looks like they're going to mark it as a one-yard loss. And so that'll bring up second down 11.
Number 14, give credit on the tackle there to Sebastian Garza for the Lions.
They were trying to run it off the right side, and just nothing doing there. And so now here the Cubs come up, and you got two receivers out to the right. Harvey back to pass, and it's going to be complete to Chris Guidry. And Guidry across the 40, up to the 42-yard line, and he's got a cup burst down.
A nice little short post pattern there for Chris Guidry. Nice game, big first down for the Cubs.
And so
brought down by, and we'll just say, arm tackle Pat Oliver.
17-yard pickup there for Guidry, up to the 41-yard line, first and 10 for the Brenham Cubs. Harvey with Upshaw in the backfield, and give us to Upshaw, and he's going to be tripped up and dropped for a big loss back to the 36.
Number 14,
that is a
Jalen Miller on the stop.
5-yard loss on the play. Second down and 15 for the Cubs. Got two receivers to the right, to the left, nobody to the right. And you got Upshaw in the backfield with Harvey. And Harvey back to pass, and it is incomplete. He was looking for number 12, Zabron Powell.
Sebastian Garza on the coverage for the Lions.
Third and 15 for the Cubs. With 10:06 left to play here. We're just underway in the first quarter. And now receivers to each side. Upshaw going out and pass incomplete. He was looking for Tristan Sugar, and defender was right there to knock the pass away.
I tell you, ball batted away there by Ryan Mallory.
And so that'll bring it fourth down and 15, and the Cubs will go back to punt. And Landon Zelenka to do the punting. Lincoln going 5-11, 190.
And Sean Smith get back deep.
And it will be fielded at the 19-yard line. That was Smith on the return.
Number 6, Sean Smith.
We got to the 23, so that's about a 6-yard return there. And so ball at the 28, first and 10 for Richmond Randall. Quarterback is Tyler Skrmanek. And it takes a snap. First play is a handoff to Landon Williams-Callis. He's their star sophomore running back, and he's up to the 34-yard line. Adds a 6-yard pickup. And we'll bring up second down and 4.
Doyle Brown, Christian Prosper, and Joe Rodriguez all in on the tackle.
And now this time, Callis goes out as a receiver. And back to pass goes Skrmanek, and pass is complete. And wide open there was Jackson Montelongo, and he'll have the first down.
Number 7, Jackson Montelongo.
Tyline Powell on the stop for the Cubs.
And for the Lions, it'll be first down at the 45-yard line. Two receivers to the right, nobody to the left. Give this to Callis. And Callis is going to be stopped there after just a couple of yards took up.
Number one, Landon Williams, Callis
over here. Nice stop there by Mason Sieber for the Cubs.
And two-yard pickup. Brings up second down and eight. As we're down to 8:45 left to play here in the first quarter. No score as of yet. Bennett calling the signals. And man in motion. Give is to Williams Callis. And he's out across the 50 and finally brought down.
Lejeric Walker on the stop for the Cubs.
And Jabrion Moore wanting the flag there. And Coach Young's as well. And no whistle there by the referee. As it's to the 48-yard line, and that'll bring up third down and three. And it looks like we've got a different quarterback in here now. And it still goes to Callis, and he is going to be stopped for a loss. Back to the 50-yard line.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what, Doug, coming up to make a big stop was Quincy Adams for the Cubs.
Big play there for Adams. That's going to bring it fourth and four. And something the Lions haven't had to do a lot, they're going to have to punt.
Just with the doctor order.
Yeah, and Cubs moving up front. They're looking for a possible fake here. Up and we got a flag down.
False start.
Yeah, false start against the Lions, so that'll back him up. And the punter, number 24, Perry Kendrick.
Doug, I don't know if you noticed, but Skrbonic is, you know, lined up in the backfield there.
Oh, I see that. High snap, but he pulls it down. And he gets it away. And Cubs are going to let that one. It's going to take a Randall bounce all the way down to the 10-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Cubs. Not the field position we wanted. But nevertheless, a big accomplishment to hold their offense and have them turn over on downs on that first drive.
I tell you what, no doubt about it. There were several big plays there by that Cub defense, especially that Cub defensive secondary.
And now the Cubs are getting ready to come back out on the field.
That's how you eliminate trash talking.
There you go. And he's got Guidry and Brown to one side. No receivers. And now Upshaw going out. Pump fake and pass.
Caught by Henry.
Makes another one with a highlight. Whoa. As he reached up and pulled that one down at the 30-yard line.
Oh, what a catch!
20-yard catch there for Chris Guidry.
Man, I was so excited about the catch, I forgot who made the tackle.
Yeah, it's a first and 10 for the Cubs at the 30-yard line. And there's a snap, another pass, incomplete. He was looking at both Guidry and Cartel Brown in the vicinity.
Tell you what, if either one would have caught, made the reception, they could have made a few extra yards.
They certainly could have. And so bring up second down and 10 for Brennan. Give his to Zyron Upshaw. Upshaw trying on the left side this time, and does get a yard off of that.
Zyron Upshaw, Gary.
A little Jalen Miller on the stop there for the Lions.
And well, the Lions, they got those big linemen up there. It's hard to find a hole there. As we're down to 5:45 left to play here in the first quarter. And Harvey looking toward the sidelines for the signals. Got to hurry. He's got 5 seconds left on the play clock. He just gets it off. And Harvey is going to be sacked for a loss. As coming through there was Perry Kindred, uncontested. And that's going to make it 4th and 9. And now the Cubs will have to punt again.
Yeah, I tell you, there had to be a missed assignment there.
And so Zelenko will go back to punt.
DeCorian Rubin and Sean Smith deep for the Lions.
And he gets this one away. Good punt there. And it's going to be fielded at the 34-yard line. And Gutsman, what a special teams tackle. They tackled him all the way back to the 30-yard line. He actually lost yardage on the return.
I tell you what, that was never give up there by that Cub special teams there.
Yeah. Huh? They're going to put it at the 29-yard line, so it'll be 1st and 10 for the Lions with 4:39 left to play here in the first quarter. They got Sweeney and Smith to one side, and trying to see who that third receiver is. That is Revis to the near side, and hand off up the middle. That was to Callis.
Caleb Espinosa and Mason Sieber in on the stop for the Cubs.
And up to the 34-yard line is a 5-yard pickup. That'll bring up 2nd down and 5 for the Lions. Second down and 5, the Lions. Again, man in motion. And on the end around, that is Sean Smith. And he breaks free, and he is into Brenham territory, down to the 40-yard line.
I tell you, several missed tackles are finally brought down by Joe Rodriguez for the Cubs.
That's the ball at the 40-yard line. As we're down to 3:45 left to play here in the first quarter. Still no score between the Lions and the Cubs. And Skrbanek with a handoff to Callis. And Callis breaking free. He's out across the 30 and down to the 26-yard line. And that'll be another first down.
Chris Guidry and Christian Prosper on the stop for the Cubs.
14-yard run there for Callis. They're making 15. They're going to give him to the 25. And so, you know, it looked to me like he was stopped beforehand, but they gave him the extra yard. And give us to Callis again. This time going to be hit for, dropped at the right, got about 2-yard pickup there. Or not 1 yard, and so that'll bring up 2nd down and 9. Ball at the 24-yard line.
Shane Escamilla.
And 2:40 and counting. Man in motion. Play action goes Skrbanek, and he's going to put this one in the air. Incomplete. And he was looking for number 22. That's Deshaun Burton.
Quincy Adams on the coverage there for the Cubs.
That'll stop the clock at 2:30 with a 3rd and 9 to come here for the Lions.
Need to stop here.
Skrbanek with an empty backfield. He's got 3 receivers to the left, 1 to and 2 more to the right. So 5 receivers set. takes the snap. And pass is going to be caught. Oh, it's missed tackles there. And into the end zone for the touchdown is Jackson Montelongo.
7, several big missed tackles there by the Cub defenders.
Yeah, it was not good. And, I mean, coach will probably let them hear about it when they get back to the sidelines. And now the extra point try. And this is going to be from Christian Mangaya. The snap, kick is up. And it's good. And so 2:21 left to play in the first quarter. It's the Randall Lions 7, Brenham Cubs nothing. Back with a kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Get ready for some fall-tastic fun with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. You can expect all kinds of fun, such as Cards Club on the first Wednesday of every month. Sign up for an aqua cardio or a waterworks class to help stay fit this fall. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 25th through the 27th. Admission is required. Please note that they will be closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
I only did it once.
I never thought it could happen to me.
I thought I was protected.
But everyone is doing it.
We were just goofing off.
I was just being social.
All of a sudden, everything got crazy.
I know I was protected.
Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham. They can fix your virus.
And the kickoff by Mangaya goes in the end zone for a touchback. And so the Cubs will have it first and 10 at the 25-yard line with 2:21 left to play. Lions lead this one 7-0 in the first quarter. And the Cubs waiting to come out of the huddle, having some last-minute instruction. Cubs, in case you're just joining us, playing without Jacoby Dixon. He is on the sidelines, street closed today. And going with an unusual four receiver set, and it was a quick play, and Harvey threw it incomplete. Cubs won the flag there, no call.
I agree with the Cubs. That little shove was a little unnecessary.
Yeah. And so they'll bring him second down and 10. And this time, two receivers to the right and one to the left. Back to pass goes Harvey. Incomplete. He was looking for Cartel Brown. And so that'll bring him third down and 10.
Jordan Harvey fast.
Ryan Mallory on the coverage there for the Lions.
The clock stopped with 2:13 left to play here in the first quarter. Randall leading this one 7-0 over the Cubs. And we're going to get a whistle. And it looks like Randall wants a timeout. And so let's go ahead and take it with him this time. Let's just hear 30 seconds from our sponsors.
DDM Pipe and Steel is a complete warehouse for just about everything metal. Pipe, angle iron, flat plate, metal building components, roll-up doors, and a selection of long-lasting metal roofing systems. Their knowledgeable staff can answer your questions to help get your project off the ground. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high-quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships with their customers. DDM Pipe and Steel, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop, and online at ddmbuildings.com.
As we come back here, third down and 10 for the Cubs. They have the ball on the 25-yard line. Jordan Harvey with Siren Upshaw in the backfield. got Brown and Guidry to the right. And pass incomplete. He was looking for Chris Guidry and just a little underthrown. Otherwise, he would have had a big first down there.
Sebastian Garza on the coverage there for the Lions.
And it's a fourth and 10. Cubs will have to punt once again. Back to receive. You got DeCorian Rubin and Sean Smith, and this one looks to be heading to Smith, and he's to the 35, to the 40. Slips a tackle, slips another tackle, and gets up to the 43-yard line where he's finally brought down.
Finally brought down by Braden Gandy for the Cubs.
Good covers there by Gandy on the special teams there. And so now the offense for Randall comes back out on the field. First and 10. They've got two receivers to the right, one to the left, and now tight end in motion. And fakes the end around, give this to Callis. Callis around the 40. We got a flag down as he gets to the 50. And that one may be coming back. That looks in the neighborhood of holding.
Jay Brown Moore there running him out of bounds.
There we go.
Probably a pretty good reason why he got around that corner.
Yeah. And the call is against Chance Hernandez, one of the offensive linemen. That'll push the ball back to the 33-yard line. And I'll make it first and 20 now. We have a minute 46 left to play here in the first quarter. And play action, the new quarterback is Keelan Sweeney. And he gets just about all that yardage back. Carry was up to the 42-yard line, so a 9-yard pickup.
Quincy Adams on the stop for the Cubs.
That'll bring up second and 11. And we're down to a minute 10. Callis in motion, and Sweeney going to keep it himself, and he has gotten a first down and more, 45-40 to the 35, and out of bounds at the 30-yard line. And a big first down there.
Christian Prosper finally running him out of bounds. They're going to have to find a way to stop that.
Yeah, 27 yards on the carry, and first and 10 with 54 seconds left to play.
Sideline warning. First of the game against Randall.
And Randall gets a sideline warning. So I wonder what they did there.
That's interesting.
And now Skrbanek back there, quarterback. Give is to Williams Callis. And he's going to be brought down after gain to the 26-yard line.
Number one, Landon Williams.
Caleb Espinosa, Shane Escamilla, and Christian Prosper in on the stop for the Cubs.
4-yard pickup, bring him second and 6. As we're down to 30 seconds, probably time for one more play here in the first quarter. And Skrbanek, play action, he's going to put it in the air, and back incomplete. And he was actually looking for Sweeney, who's lined up as a receiver now.
tell you what, broken up there by Cartel Brown for the Cubs.
Great coverage there for Cartel. That will bring up 3rd and 6 with 13 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. It's Grabanic back to pass. He's looking. Is it caught? Yeah, it is. It was right there at the line, so I didn't know if he had a reception or not.
Was that number 6?
I think so.
Yes. Sean Smith.
And so first and goal for the Lions at the 10-yard line with 8 seconds left. Lions looking over the sideline, getting the signals there. Currently, Randall leading 7-0, trying to build on that. And are they going to have to burn? Yeah, Randall's going to have to burn a timeout here. And so we, I guess, couldn't get the playoff in time. So we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com.
And the handoff goes to Landon Williams-Callis. Cut back and he's in the end zone for the Randall touchdown. And just completely untouched there, Tommy.
No doubt about it, Doug. It's a great point to bring up. There had to be a missed assignment there by the Cubs again because he went in to the end zone untouched. And it was just a straight handoff straight up the middle.
And Mangiello with the extra point. And he will put it through. And just like that, it's now 14-0 in favor of Richmond Randall. We're just going to keep it right here since we just came out of the timeout. And so Randall with a 14-0 lead. Not what Coach Danny Young's wanted here. Now the Cubs, let's see if they can answer on this next kickoff. Trailing here now 14-0. Don't forget, we still got the Aggies and Longhorns coming up later on tonight at 6:30, and we'll be taking that one at the kickoff. And so we hope you can join us for that. And meanwhile, Randall teeing it up, getting ready to kick it off again. And Magaya ready to kick. 3 return men back for the Cubs. That's another one that is going to get out of the end zone, and it's going to be a touchback. And so the Cubs will have it first 10 of the 25-yard line again. Time to get one more playoff before the end of the quarter. So it'll be Harvey with Upshaw in the backfield. Powell to the near side. Kidry to the far side. And handoff is to Zyron Upshaw. Tries to go straight ahead. He does pick up a yard there. And bring him second down and nine. And that is going to be the end of the first quarter. With our score, the Randall Lions 14, Brenham Cubs nothing. Back with quarter number two. And we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
At Bush's Chicken, there is one goal each day. Be the best. Right now, try their new Bush Baby Chicken Sandwich. Chicken tenders and pickles served with a special sauce on a King Hawaiian bun. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern fried chicken lovers. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Stop at Bush's Chicken at Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Call in your orders at 979-836-1800.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
And as we come back here, the Cubs trailing 14 to nothing. They will have the ball first and 10 at the 25-yard line. And Upshaw taking it out of the Wildcat formation. And this time he's going to pick up some yardage up to the 32-yard line.
Ryan Mallory on the stop for the Lions.
7-yard pickup. That'll bring up second down and three. And this formation actually seems to work out better for Zyron. I know in last week's game, when he was running out of this Wildcat, he seems to get most of his yards off of that rather than just trying to run the patterns like a regular running back. And he's going to keep it himself, cut back, and it's going to be just shy of the marker. They're going to get him to the 34-yard line.
Number 14,
Sebastian Garza, Jaquan Parker.
And it's a fourth down and one. And let's see if the Cubs are going to go for it, or they're going to punt it. It looks like they're going to go for it. Coach Young showing some confidence in his team.
Got an extra blocker there. Got Caleb Espinoza up there.
Give his to Upshaw. He's got the first down. That was big. That'll keep the chains moving.
Jaquan Parker on the stop. I like the move there by Coach Young's.
That's up with the ball at the 37-yard line. We got 10:28 left to play here in the second quarter. Cubs trailing 14 to nothing. Upshaw with Espinoza in the backfield. And Espinoza leading the way on the blocking. And he's going to get maybe a yard out of that.
Chase Sims on the stop there for the Lions.
And we got 9:45 left to play. Long look in for Harvey. Oh, that's a play action. Oh, that's Upshaw actually still in there. And he's going to get dropped for a loss.
Ryan Mallory, Jaquan Parker on the stop.
And so now checking in Caleb Landry and Hagen Frank as it's third down and 10. And Jordan Harvey coming back in. And then let's see what we can come up with here. RV back to pass complete for Chris Kindry. He's out across the 40 and brought down up to the 44-yard line. And that'll bring him fourth down three.
Jalen Miller on the stop there for the Lions.
And so now let's see who comes and pull off. They've already made one fourth down conversion, and let's see if they can make their second one on this drive. 8:10 left to play until halftime. And he whistles it. Looks like the Cubs didn't like what they were seeing, so they're going to call a timeout. And we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local Farmers Insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
There we go, fourth and four. Upshaw and the Wildcat, and oh, they're going to punt. And Zelenka going to get this one away. And it's going to be fielded by Smith at the 16-yard line. And coming back the other way, it's across the 30, the 40s, got some running room. And he is going to take it all the way to the end zone, no flags down.
Untouched.
Untouched. 84 yards for the touchdown. Smith just found that hole and it was off to the races and nobody could catch him.
Cobb down on the field.
And let's see who that is.
Is that Zelenka?
That is Zelenka the punter. And training staff, the coach is going out to check on him. Now the house falls over the crowd. Check both coaches, the training staff there as well. Got a good crowd here this afternoon, taking this one in. And to link up, walking him back to the bench. And taking their own time. Got 7:32 left. The clock has been stopped. As we said, this is the region semifinals. The regional championship game is next week. The winner of this game will go on to meet Iowa Colony next week. And so the extra point try to come from Mangaia. Snap. And kick it up. And waiting on the ref signal. And it is good. And so with 7:32 left to go in the first half, our new score, it is Randall 21 and the Cubs nothing. Back into your 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
Cruzy Village staff and residents would like to wish the Brenham Cubs the best of luck during the football playoffs. Cruzy Village's charming independent living cottages set amongst shady tree-lined streets are unmatched. The award-winning facility is Brenham's only full-service continuum care retirement community, offering independent living, assisted living, memory care, rehabilitation, and long-term skilled nursing. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit CruzyVillage.com. That's CruzyVillage.com. Cruzy Village, a community for the next chapter of your life story.
And kickoff goes into the end zone, and Javion Moore on the return, and he's only going to get out to the 15-yard line. Javion trying to make something happen there, and instead ends up being only at the 15. And so that's when the Cubs will come out to start this next possession. And Harvey in the backfield with Upshaw. Guidry and Brown split out to either side and give this to Upshaw. And he's to the 15, so no gain on the play. And that middle of that Randall defensive line has just really kept our offense a bit. Just had not been able to get the running game going so far.
Chase Sam's on the stop there for the Lions.
Now, Ledrick Walker Jr. going to come in. And so they are going to run two receivers out to the left. Brown and Guidry. Snap and Harvey. Pass complete to Walker out of the backfield, out across the 20.
Nice move.
And up to the 25-yard line by Ledrick Walker Jr. In on offense now.
Jaquin Parker on the stop there for the Lions.
And so that one is a first down at the 25-yard line.
It's a nice move there by Ledrick Walker.
And we got 6:10 left to play until halftime. Coming up to halftime, one from the Brenham Cup marching band, and this is a give to Walker. And Walker's going to be taken down in the backfield, back to the 21-yard line. And so that'll be a loss of 4. And then we also have a flag down.
Ryan Mallory on the stop for the Lions.
Bobby lines up in the offensive backfield. That penalty is declined. Brings up second down.
And so they did decline the penalty. And so that will bring up second down ball at the 21-yard line. And we have Ledrick Walker Jr. in the backfield, and he's going to be hit for a loss back to the 19-yard line. They are going to give him some forward progress.
Jaquin Parker on that initial hit there for the Lions.
And so that'll bring him second down. And so then with the Lions leading 21-0, Cubs need to get to the 40-yard line to pick up a first down. Long look in.
Oh, my goodness.
The pass is complete.
Woo. Chris Guidry.
And it is. It's Guidry right over the middle there. Another incredible catch to the 41-yard line.
God. Pat Oliver on the stop, finally, for the Lions. Oh, my goodness.
He just makes it look so easy, too, out there, doesn't he?
I tell you what.
That's a big play there for the Cubs.
Jordan Harvey ought to give him a hug.
And snap over Harvey's head. It's going to roll all the way back to the 16-yard line. And just when they have a big play for the Cubs, now a big negative play. And we got another injured player down on the field. And that is going to be... That's Andre Mojica coming up limping. And he's going to be escorted to the sidelines. And that's not good. Mojica, a big part of the O-line there. So lost back all the way to the 18-yard line. And that's going to make it second down and 33 for the Cubs. We have 4:04 left to go until halftime. Cubs trailing 21-0. And Harvey back to pass. Incomplete, almost intercepted. He was looking for Guidry.
Jaquan Parker hit him in a bad spot.
And so we'll bring him third down. And so Harvey with two receivers, to his right and none to his left. Upshaw in the backfield with him. Or actually, this time it's Liedrich Walker who's in. And you got three receivers out: Powell, Guidry, and Brown. And Harvey puts that one in the air, incomplete. And we're going to get those flags down. Might have a late hit on the quarterback here, which would be huge. And let's see what the official decision is. Is there
Blake Thompson on the coverage there on Chris Guidry?
First of all,
Powell.
Second down, roughing the passer. Number 12, the lead man. 15-yard penalty, automatic. First down.
And that is huge for the Cubs.
That is a big, big penalty there.
15-yard penalty gets them out of the deep hole they were in and now up to the 33-yard line. And as the referee was saying there, an automatic first down. The Cubs got 3:42 left to work with, trying to get something on the board.
The Cubs just need to settle down here and play football.
And Harvey with a pass out. This is to number 3, Jabrion Moore, who's in there as a receiver.
Sebastian Garza on the stop.
And ball at the 34-yard line. Brings up 2nd and 9. As we're down to 3:10 left to play. Back to pass. And it is complete to Guidry, and he's going to get to the 39-yard line is what it looks like.
Pass complete to number 3,
Jaylen Burton on the stop there for the Lions.
And so the Cubs, they need to get to their own 43-yard line and pick up the first down. It's 3rd down and 4. Fans getting into it. Harvey back to pass. And it's going to be caught for the first down.
Cartel Brown.
Just when you need a big play, he comes through yet again. Up to the 48-yard line. That'll be a cut first down. And so here we are, first and 10. And give is to Leedrick Walker. And Walker not finding any running room. He's going to get stopped for, let's see, they're going to give him a, I think they're going to say that he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Jaquan Parker. Chase Sims.
And so we're down to a minute 30 to go. Three receivers to the right and none to the left. And are we going to put it in the air? Incomplete. He was and they finally get the flag there for pass interference.
He was all over Cartel Brown.
And he can't use the excuse that wasn't a catchable ball, because that was definitely a catchable ball.
Pat Oliver there should be the one getting the flag.
He gets a
21. And you're correct. And that is huge for the Cubs. Keep the drive alive as we're down to the 38-yard line for the Randall Lions. And we'll see if the Cubs punch one in here and get on the scoreboard before the end of the half.
That would be big.
And end around to Cartel Brown. And Cartel's going to get hit for a loss.
Corey Stewart on the stop there for the Lions.
And it's a loss of five there. It'll bring them second down and 15 with a minute to go. Yeah, we're going to get a whistle here. And so Brennan's going to take a timeout, and so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Fall is here. That means colder temperatures are on the way. Is your heating unit ready to go? Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. But they also can service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions today for a heating system checkup at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA741. 66E.
All right, as we come back here, while we were away, they did put 3 seconds back on the clock. So it's now 47 seconds left to go in the half. Second and 15 for the Cubs. And Harvey back to pass. And it's Conrad Gidry to the 25. And he's got it down to the 22-yard line. Huge pickup.
Jaquan Parker on the stop for the Lions.
And they're going to say it's at the 23-yard line. Cubs got to hurry here. You got 33 seconds left. And back to pass. Harvey looking up the middle. Incomplete. He had Cartel Brown open. Just underthrew him.
He had 3 steps on the defender, Doug.
Yeah, Cartel mad there. He knew he could. That one could have been a touchdown.
Second down and 10.
And so that stops the clock with 22 seconds left. Second and 10 for Brown. Back to Pascal's Army. And he's going to take off himself. And out across the 20 and down to the 16-yard line. He will pick up four on the carry. Clock stops with 12 seconds. Oh, we got a timeout. Taken by the Cubs, and we're just going to keep it right here since they're this close to halftime. And we're coming to you from Daikin Stadium in Waller. Doug Brown, Tommy Lane with you. As we're getting close to the top of the hour, I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM, K269G 101.7 FM in Brenham, and of course across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on our KWHI app for your smartphone. And now both teams coming out on the field. Got 13 seconds to work with. Play action. And over the middle. Incomplete.
I tell you what,
looking for Cardell.
I had two steps on him again.
And Harvey just couldn't make the connection. Fourth down and three. And let's see if the Cubs going to go for the field goal try here. Yeah, they are with Bucinella. Yes. Waiting for the snap. Kick us up. And
no good.
No good. And so the field goal misses. And so the Lions will take over with 4 seconds left. Yeah, I got to think they're probably just going to kneel this one up and down and take it in the locker room because Randall will have the ball first to start the second half. And so here we go, both teams in formation. And waiting on the snap. And they're just going to take the knee and head in the locker room. That's going to do it for the first half of play. With our score, the Richmond Randall Lions 21, the Brenham Cubs nothing. Back with a halftime report after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
These days, you want whatever you're putting money into to last. That's especially true if you're investing in a new steel building, like a new workshop, storage building, or barndominium. When you choose DDM Metal Buildings to fabricate your new metal building, you can rest assured your money is well spent. With over a quarter century of experience, DDM Metal Buildings are built to last. Find out more online at ddmbuildings.com or visit with their experienced staff at their locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
your local bank at your fingertips. There are times when you're happy your banker knows you by name, and then there are times when you'd like to pay a bill or check your balance just by reaching into your pocket and grabbing your phone. At Citizens State Bank, we're happy to offer you both of these options. In fact, you could say we've never been more local. Citizens State Bank, local service and mobile convenience. Member FDIC, data and third-party charges may apply.
Come back here to the halftime report. Doug Brennan and Tommy Lange with you. And our halftime score, it's the Richmond Randall Lions 21 and the Brenham Cubs nothing. And out on the field right now is the Randall Marching Band. They're the visitors, so they get to go first. And then we'll be having a little bit later the Brenham Cub Marching Band. But right now, let's take a look at our halftime statistics. And let's see to this. Well, we got the statistics for Randall. Didn't receive the Cubs statistics yet. We'll have to work on that. But for Randall, their starting quarterback, Tyler Skrbanek, 3 out of 5 passing, 51 yards and a touchdown. Ah, there we go now. And running the football, which has been their bread and butter. They've got Landon Williams-Callis with 9 carries, 46 yards and a touchdown. Also, Kylan Sweeney with 2 carries, 38 yards. And Sean Smith, 1 carry for 26 yards. And receiving, it has been Jackson Monolago. He's got 2 catches, 35 yards and a touchdown. Sean Smith, 1 catch and 16 yards. And that is where they stand right now. Let's take a look at the Cubs stats now that we just got hot off the presses there. And running the football, Cubs, this is something we're not used to. 17 carries, minus 22 yards as a team. Just have not been able to go in. Of course, the big one, the long fumble, that cost us 18 yards there. And leading ball carrier right now is Zyron Upshaw. He's got 10 carries for 7 yards. Everybody else minus yardage rushing. And so passing, Jordan Harvey, 9 out of 18, 110 yards. Chris Kidry, 5 catches, 85 yards. Jabrion Moore, 2 catches, 6 yards. Leedrick Walker Jr., 1 catch, 10 yards. And Cartel Brown, 1 catch, 9 yards. And so right there, that's something the Cubs are definitely going to have to work out. They have got to, if they want any success in the ball game, second half, got to find a way to get the running game going.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Doug. That's such a good point to bring up. When that Cub running game is clicking like it has been all season long, but of course, you know, we don't have our number one guy in there. That is a little bit, but you know, against here the last couple of weeks, Zyron's done an excellent job back there and got some big gains, but you know, we just can't seem to get it going today.
Yeah. Okay. And we got the Randall Marching Band out there, and they're about through with their halftime show. And then we should have the Cubs and Cubettes coming up here shortly. Meantime, it's time for our Mattress Guys halftime naptime giveaway. And be right now the third caller of the KWHI studio, 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Z-Gel convolution pillow from the Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. The Z-Gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customizable support for all sleeping positions. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and native Brenhamite Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Blue Mountain Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Please, only one pillow winner per household during the Cub football season. And we are going to be back with more of the halftime report after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn College football teams. And thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy. Football season is here, and there's no better way to gear up for those late night games than with a new mattress from Mattress Guys. Whether you're tailgating in the living room or just need a winning night's sleep, we've got the perfect lineup of mattresses for you. From Sealy to Tempur-Pedic, score big with unbeatable prices. Don't fumble on this, and remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
With a long list of holiday parties to attend, traditions to uphold, and dishes to make, it can get a little overwhelming. This holiday season, complete all of your preparations with H-E-B. From the freshest produce to the highest quality meats and cheese, to full holiday meals, including all the fix-ins, Brenham's H-E-B has you covered. Pre-order your Meal Simple holiday meals for your Christmas gatherings, or shop H-E-B's entire selection anytime at H-E-B.com. With a long list of holiday parties to attend, traditions to uphold, and dishes to make, it can get a little overwhelming. This holiday season, complete all of your preparations with H-E-B. From the freshest produce to the highest quality meats and cheese, to full holiday meals, including all the fix-ins, Brenham's H-E-B has you covered. Pre-order your Meal Simple holiday meals for your Christmas gatherings, or shop H-E-B's entire selection anytime at H-E-B.com.
All right, as we come back here, and congratulations to Wade Weigold. He is our winner of the Mattress Guys Halftime Naptime Giveaway. And congratulations, Wade. I know you could definitely use that and enjoy it in good health. And meanwhile, it's time for our H-E-B Scholar of the Week. And we're going to find in our Scholar of the Week is Emerson Behrens. And Emerson receives this based on academics, and she'll get a certificate from H-E-B. And for Emerson, it says, her favorite subject is math. Favorite teacher, Mrs. Ruiz. Favorite sport or extracurricular activity is cheerleading. College or university plans, and plans to attend Texas A&M and major in sports management. And advice to other students about preparing for the future. She says, your future arrives faster than you realize, so start planning for it today.
Great point. Very, very, very smart young man. You know?
Young lady.
Oh, well, oh, excuse me. I apologize.
Young lady.
Yeah. Excuse me. Very, very, very smart young lady.
Yeah, that's it.
It's never too early to plan.
Yeah,
never.
That's advice I could have used in my younger days.
Yeah.
But congratulations, Emerson Behrens. She is our H-E-B Student Scholar of the Week. And we're going to take another two-minute break. And when we come back, it should be time for the Brenham Cub Marching Band. And we'll have their halftime show for you after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
With a long list of holiday parties to attend, traditions to uphold, and dishes to make, it can get a little overwhelming. This holiday season, complete all of your preparations with H-E-B. From the freshest produce to the highest quality meats and cheese, to full holiday meals, including all the fix-ins, Brenham's H-E-B has you covered. Pre-order your Meal Simple holiday meals for your Christmas gatherings, or shop H-E-B's entire selection anytime at H-E-B.com.
Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Hey, you need a roof, but you don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services for the area for over 30 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new, conventional, to green, energy-efficient roofs, and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs in the playoffs.
If you want to get a head start on holiday planning, call Sandtown Catering for all your dinner needs. With a wide range of menu options, you can customize your holiday dinner exactly as you envision it. And Sandtown Catering will take care of everything. Call today. Sandtown Catering wishes the Brenham Cubs good luck in the playoffs, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Go Big Green!
All right, as we come back here, and time for the Brenham Cub Halftime Show. And here at the half, the Richmond Randall Lions leading the Brenham Cubs 21-0. And so hopefully the Cubs can right the ship here in the second half. And let's pick up the band.
Mary Schaub, and President is Alina Ellis. This afternoon, the Bells will dance a jazz routine to Smoke on the Water.
We're just like we are against Gilmer.
Oh, really?
Can't take them.
Yeah, they're not doing anything too complicated.
No.
Thank you.
now introducing the Brenham High School Cub Band and Color Band. The Cub Band would like to invite you to their holiday band extravaganza concert on Sunday, December 8th, from 11 to 2 in the Brenham High School cafeteria.
He's down there with the truck. He's got shades on. He's down there with the trumpet players.
No, I see. Kind of like on the 35, 36.
Oh yeah, I see him.
Under the field direction of drum majors, Trey Gates, Hunter Hagler, and Thomas Lesch. This is the Brenham Cub Band in Runaway by Bruno Mars.
Thomas Lesch.
Marching band halftime show here at the Daikin Stadium in Waller. Apologize a little. It's a different sound system that we're working with, so things are a little not used to our usual setup here. But nevertheless, we are here at the halftime. And the Richmond Randall Lions leading the Brenham Cubs 21-0. And we'll be back with more of the halftime show. And do we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors?
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs football. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield. For all of your auto glass needs, call or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Cubs football team and the coaches good luck during playoffs.
Collier Construction, building for Washington County's future, hopes you'll join them in supporting Brenham football. Collier Construction sees the value in a student's involvement in extracurricular activities, whether in sports, cheerleading, band, or other activities. It's a tremendous builder of character. Participation teaches responsibility, teamwork, dedication, and to be better through continuous improvement. Join Collier Construction in supporting the Cubs football team in their 2024 season.
Insurance can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers, or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dominant Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dominant Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, call Dominant Associates at 979-836-4241 or stop by their office at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, the Brenham Cubs getting set for the second half of their game against the Richmond Randall Lions. Doug Brown and Tommy Langan with you from Dykett Stadium over in Waller. And, of course, we know the winner of this will move on to face Iowa Colony next week. Iowa Colony picked up a big win over Fort Bend Marshall, 31-21, and they played that game at NRG Stadium yesterday. And some other action going on around the area. You had the one that's really surprised me was College Station and A&M Consolidated going in their respective games yesterday. You had Consolidated was 12-0, College Station was 11-1, and they both got beat yesterday.
Really, that's really a surprise when you and I talked about that on the road trip down, and really a big surprise because A&M Consolidated just been dominating teams all year long.
Absolutely. And College Station's only loss was to A&M Consolidated.
That's it.
Going to that, but they were both defeated. Unfortunately, season came to an end for the Somerville Yewas, but they had an incredible run this year. Coach Phil Roberts, when you think about it, that team was 2-8 last year, to go for 2-8 and this year finish 11-2. That's quite a turnaround.
I'm going to tell you what, congratulations to Coach Roberts. He's done an outstanding job with that Yewa program.
He certainly has, and look for more things to come from that group there. And then the season came to an end for the Navasota Rattlers as well, as they got beat by Kilgore yesterday. Sealy Tigers, they're still in it. Some other local teams, the Columbus Cardinals, they've got almost a who's who of college prospects on that team. They were victorious again last night. And Lexington Eagles as well, with another big win. So Sealy, Columbus, Lexington, they moved on to next week, and Cubs trying to see if they can make a comeback here and be the fourth team to advance to the region semifinals. And ultimately the grand goal is to make that trip to Arlington and get to head on over to AT&T Stadium.
Oh, that would be ideal. And I tell you what, the Cubs are down by 21, but they're not out of it. We just need to number one, we need to make a couple of tackles.
Yeah.
If we would have made several tackles in that first half, the score would be totally different.
This would probably be a one-score game.
Yes, you're exactly right.
And so we'll see what happens here in the second half. In the meantime, we're going to take one more break and be back with a kickoff after we hear this time 60 seconds from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com.
And as we return here, get set for the second half kickoff. And second half kickoff brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. Proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Here's two big reasons why you should. They've earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And there's the kickoff fielded at the 27-yard line by the Lions. And they will have it first and 10. Only got about 5 yards on the return before the Cubs were able to take care of that.
A tackle there led by Caleb Espinoza.
And so the ball will be
first and 10 for the Lions from their own 32-yard line.
And be at the 32-yard line. As we start the third quarter here.
Cubs need a defensive stand here.
And this time it's going to be Sweeney at the quarterback position to hand off to Callis. And Callis is going to get across the 43-yard to the 43-yard line. It'll be a first down.
Joe Rodriguez and Darius Brown in on the stop.
Callis over Gary. First down, Lions.
And so, big pickup there. We're just underway here in the third quarter. And play action, and Sweeney's going to keep it himself and run into a big green brick wall. And that'll lose some yardage back to the 43.
Huge group there, Doug. Led by Mason Sieber of the Cubs.
That'll bring up a second down and 10 for Lions.
Second down and 10. We got 10:50 left to go here in quarter number three. And we got a man in motion. That is Mason Nixon. Pitches to Callis. Callis slips through, and he's going to be brought down at about midfield. And so that'll bring up third down.
Hey, Darius Brown again on the stop there for the Cubs.
They're going to put it at the 49-yard line of the Lions.
Stop by.
Third down and four.
Darius Brown. That'll be a third and four.
And Skrbanek back in at quarterback now. There's a looking, probably looking to throw here. Mixing in motion. Give is to Callis. And he is going to be stopped short of the first down marker. He got to the 49.
Caleb Espinosa and Joe Rodriguez.
Down by and let's stop. Bring up fourth and two.
And number 70, Joe Rodriguez.
And let's see if Randall wants to go for it. Yeah, it looks like they're keeping the offense out on the field, Tommy. It looks like they're going to roll the dice here and go for it.
I tell you what, this is where this Cub defense needs to step it up.
And give this to Callis. And we got a whistle, a flag down.
Prior to the snap, false start.
There we go.
Number two.
And so that puts him back 5 yards, and that will send the punt team out now. And so back to punt will be Perry Kindred. Back to receive for the Cubs will be Jabrion Moore. The Cubs had the punt walk on, just missed it. And that is going to be fielded at the 24-yard line down by the Lions. And so the Cubs will come out on offense for the first half.
24-yard line, it'll be first and 10 for the Cubs.
Finally got a bounce.
Yeah.
That's just the way the Cub defense needs to start off the second half, Doug. Hell, the Lions, get them to punt. Not great field position, but not bad.
And so here the Cubs come out on offense. And a little different. They're going to line up Cartel Brown in the Wildcat formation. Hagen Frank in motion, and Cartel will take it. And he skips through the 25 and up to the 27-yard line.
Number 8, Cartel Brown.
Sebastian Garza on the stop there for the Lions.
Sebastian Garza.
2-yard pickup will bring up second down and 8.
Garza's been all over the field also.
And so now Jordan Harvey coming back in along with Zyron Upshaw. Got Brown and Powell to one side, Guidry to the other. And give is to Upshaw. And Upshaw is going to get nothing on the carry there. It looks like he lost a yard as well.
Number 14, Zyron Upshaw on the carry. Brought down by number 13, Jaquin Parker. That'll bring up a third.
Jaquin Parker there on the stop for the Lions.
And so the Cubs, the running game continues to be non-existent so far. And they will have to pass here. Lydrick Walker back in the backfield with Jordan Harvey. He's got three receivers to one side. Back to pass. And he's going to tuck it, and he's got to run with it. And Harvey going to slide down at the 29-yard line.
Number two, Jordan Harvey on the quarterback keeper.
Didn't have an open man, so he just had to tuck it and run. And with fourth and 8, the Cubs will have to punt.
Down for the Cubs. Number 33, Landon Zalika on the punt for Brenham.
And Zalika set to punt.
Oh. Earlier in that first half, Zalika had to be helped off the field, but good to see him back out there.
And Reuben and Smith back to receive. And he gets the punt away. And the Cubs will down it at the 41-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Lions. 6:30 left to go here in the third quarter.
And it'll be first and 10 for the Lions.
Brenham trailing here 21-0. Now the defense will be called upon to try to make another stop here. And in Man in Motion. This is Smith, and he's going to brought down a big tackle for a loss there. Coming up, that was
Paul Brown.
Yep, and a big
number
stop
six,
there.
Smith on the carry, brought down by number 55.
All right, so it's Darius Brown. Darius Brown. The other Brown.
Dahl's down there on the bottom also.
And this is Callis on the reverse, and he's going to get brought down. Or actually, that was Smith, the ball carrier, and the Cubs snuffed that one out. And another big loss there.
Caleb Espinosa, Christian Prosper.
That moves the ball back to the 36-yard line. And so that will bring up a third down of 15 with 5:40 left to play here in the third quarter. Now if we could just get a turnover here. Why have they got three receivers to one side, two to the other? Empty backfield for Skorbanek.
That's not Skorbanek. That's
Sweeney.
Yes.
And Sweeney rolling. He's got an open field. Somebody grab him. And they do. It's Caleb Espinosa.
Of course.
Coming up. And makes a stop there at the 46-yard line. And that'll bring him fourth down and five.
Fourth down for the Lions.
Because with Sweeney's speed, if Espinosa doesn't make that, that could be a big gain to the other side of the field.
Really was a big play there. Great point, Doug.
And now the punter Kindred out there gets this one up. Short punt. And it's going to take a cut bounce and end up at the 33-yard line. And so now the Cubs will take over with 4:32 left to play here in the third quarter.
Tell you what, we need a quick score here.
Cubs in the huddle.
That one will be down at the 33-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Cubs.
At halftime, I believe Coach Young's had a meeting of the minds.
Yeah. The other defense looking pretty good now. Got to get the offense going.
Get the offense rolling.
Yeah, Lydrick Walker Jr. in the backfield with Jordan Harvey. Handoff is to Walker. And Walker gets it up to the 36-yard line. It's a 3-yard pickup. And that'll bring him second down at 7.
Lydrick Walker Jr. on the carry. Brought down by number 3, Sherrod Rivas.
Sherrod.
And number 59, Chase Sims.
Sherrod Rivas coming up there to finish it off.
And second down and 7. Down to 4 minutes. And back to pass. He's going to put it in the air.
Oh, my God!
Hauled in by Chris Guidry. Oh. Another one, but Guidry is hurt. He made a heck of a catch, but he is down on the field.
I think he's got a cramp. I'm speaking off the cuff here. I just got one.
And trainers quickly out there to check on him. It was an amazing catch there by Guidry, but he may have injured himself in the process. And he's making his way back to the sideline to a huge ovation from the crowd. They appreciate the efforts that that young man has put in today. Yeah, so we're at the 37-yard line.
What a catch. Oh, my goodness.
And so we got. And handoff goes to Walker. Walker
finds
the running room across the 30, and he's keeping going to the 28-yard line. And a big run there by Walker.
Number 5, Lydrick Walker Jr. on the
on the carry.
Sherrod Rivas there on the stop.
Nine yards on the carry. Second down and one.
Second down and one for the Cubs.
Tell you what, we get a score here. We're going to get back in this thing.
And give us to Walker again. And Walker that time hit, I think he got back to about the line. Well, maybe lost a yard there. And so that bring up third down.
Junior on the carry, brought down by number 15. Carries fires the fourth. That'll bring up a third and two for the Cubs.
Carry Spires there on the stop for the Lions.
And so now we'll see what play they're going to call here. And are we going to go?
Bringing in some more beef there.
Yep. And this time they're gonna run Espinoza out of the Wildcat. What?
Oh my goodness!
Really? And then it was a high snap on top of that.
Number zero, Caleb Espinoza on the carry.
Not sure about the play call there, but. It goes back to the 37-yard line.
Well, Jalen Miller. That'll bring up a four down for the Cubs.
And so ball will be spotted at the 37-yard line. And so fourth and 10 for the Cubs with a minute 45. And Walker going out. And how are we going to put it in the air? Going for
there's the flag!
There it is.
There it is.
Guidry, the corner was just all over Chris Guidry. Yeah. And the referee finally throwing the flag in there, and that should be a pass interference.
Holding number eight of the defense.
So defensive holding.
A penalty enforced 10 yards from the previous spot. Automatic first down.
And so that'll help the Cubs out there.
Coach Randall, for Randall, is a little upset with the call. But
I mean, it was a good call. I mean,
that was a great call.
That was about as blatant as you could get. And so with a minute 33, Cubs will have the football at the 27-yard line, first and 10. And are we going to run with it? He's across the 20, going to slide down, but not before he picks up another Cub burst down.
Oh, nice move.
No, they're going to mark him down at the 19.
He was at the
17. But
yes, sir, you're right, Doug.
Bad spot there by the officials.
Bad spot.
And second down and two. And now Upshaw coming back in, and they're going to put Upshaw on the Wildcat, or Wild Cub, as they like to call it. Snapped up, Sean. He's going to put it in the air. He's got to get it.
Oh, yes!
Touchdown, Cubs!
What a play!
Pulling a rabbit out of the hat.
They just knew, they just absolutely knew it was going to be Zyron on the Wildcat running with the football. Chris Guidry was wide open.
Yep. Zyron Upshaw to Chris Guidry for the touchdown, and the Cubs are back in this one.
And Al Stern got ribs.
Yep, that's right, ribs there from Mr. Stern. And extra point from Blue Sinega. Kick is up, and it's good.
There we go.
And so with 53 seconds left to go in the third quarter, we have now got a 21-7 ball game back at we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs football team this playoff season. They're proud of the hard work and dedication the Cubs put in to make this season successful, and they're thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Cubs! Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
Brenham Ironworks proudly supports the Brenham Cubs. As you make plans to improve your property, Brenham Ironworks is the place to go. Not only will they help you design, fabricate, and erect your metal building or barn dominium, they can run all of your panels, trim, and gutters in-house for a quick turnaround. And they'll design and fabricate your custom gate and entrance, complete with installation, sales, and service on your automatic operating system. Visit BrenhamIronworks.com or come by 4455 Highway 290 West. Brenham Ironworks, enhancing your homestead, Texas style.
And on the kickoff return, they will field it at the 9, get up to the 21.
From their own 21-yard line.
And for the Lions, that will set them up first and 10 at the 21-yard line. Now the Cubs with that touchdown, they've got the crowd back into it.
Get this, Doug. Coming up there to finish that tackle, Brooks Rosnowski.
There we go. And handoff goes to Callis. Callis trying to...
Oh, there we go.
Brought him down for a loss. Big tackle there. Guess who?
Caleb Espinosa.
Number one, Landon Williams. Callis is brought down by number two.
Loss of two. That'll bring up second down and 12.
That'll bring up a second down and 11 for the Lions.
23 seconds left on the clock here in the third quarter. Scrimanic in there, quarterback. And they're just going to let it run all the way down. And that'll be the end of the third quarter. And with our score, it is the Randall Lions 21, Brenham Cubs 7. Back at with the fourth quarter after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Leroy Schrader Contractor Incorporated is your local supplier of natural building and landscape stone. Accent your landscape with patio flagstone, moss and waterfall rock, bed border stone, and boulders. Plus, they offer bulk garden and flower bed mix, topsoil, mulch, and compost. They also carry building stones for homes, fireplaces, and swimming pools, road material for driveway, septic rock, and bag cement. Leroy Schrader Contractor, 8051 Highway 36 North. Open weekdays 7:30 till 5. Call 836-6521 or 1-800-392-9784 today.
Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing are proud to sponsor the Cubs football team. Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years respectively and are ready and able to handle any of your residential needs. So let them be your first choice when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs. Tilleman Construction and Stega Tilleman Plumbing congratulates the Cubs on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here to start the fourth quarter, and it is the Randall Lions out on the offense. It's second down and 12. And give is to Callis, and Callis going to be brought down. He gets it up to the 26-yard line. And so third down and 5 with 11:40 left to go in the game. And Grabanic out of the shotgun. High snap, and he does pull it down. He's going to put it in the air, and incomplete. Oh. Knocked away.
Oh, Jamie Moore with a nice. That down, that pass, great coverage.
Yeah, it certainly was. And so that'll bring it fourth down. Or I might say it might be third down. And offside call against the Cubs. So a costly penalty is that will give them a first down for the Lions at the 31-yard line. And right now here in the fourth quarter, it's the Lions leading 21-7. Cubs need a stop here on defense. swinging in there on the offense and almost had it. And now it comes wrap up on him in a big loss there. Back to the 28-yard line.
I tell you what, that was led by Tylon Powell and a whole host of Cubs.
And it's a second down and 12. And we are in the fourth quarter. Randall trying to take this one down. They want to keep that Cub offense off the field. Sweeney back in there. Quarterback Ian Skrbanek have been trading off. Give is to Callis Williams. And he is going to be stopped there by the Cubs after. Let's see.
Joe Rodriguez, Darius Brown, Christian Prosper, and Caleb Espinosa.
He picked up 3 yards and bring up third down and 9. Yeah, they're going to leave Sweeney in there. And they've actually got Skrbanek lined up as a receiver.
They need to stop here.
And Nixon in motion. Fake to Callis. Sweeney rolling out. And gets past Prosper, but he's going to be run out of bounds shy of the first down.
Run out of bounds finally by Dahl Brown there for the Cubs.
And so that'll bring him fourth down. And a punting situation now. Fourth down. And back to punt will be once again Perry Kindred. Back to receive for the Cubs, Jake Rion Moore.
How about a block punt right now?
That would be very good right now. High snap, and he just gets a low punt there. And it's going to roll down at the 37-yard line. And that'll be where the Cubs take over. First and 10 for the Cubs. Now let's see if they can take it down the field just like they did on that last drive and put it in the end zone.
Tell you what, Doug, that Cub defense has made a total 360 here in the second half.
They have completely shut them down.
Just done an outstanding job.
It'll be Liedrich Walker in the backfield with Jordan Harvey. Going with a tight formation here. And on the end around, Cartel Brown. And Brown across the 40. And he'll be run out of bounds. And so that'll bring up second down and 7.
Blake Thompson running him out of bounds for the Lions. Good thing, stop that clock.
Harvey takes the snap. Play action, and now he's got to get rid of it. And fumble on the play. And recovered by the Lions. Oh, no, are they going to say incomplete pass?
Forward, incomplete pass.
Referee right on top of that. He said the arm was going forward, and so it's an incomplete pass. And Cubs dodge a bullet there.
Wow.
And so now it'll be third down and 7.
Okay, got to get a first down.
They need the 47 to pick up that first down. And Harvey taking the snap. And he's going to put it in the air, looking for Guidry. Did he do it?
Oh my gosh!
Chris Guidry with another acrobatic catch. He's a one-on-one highlight reel today as he hauls it in at the 33-yard line.
Boy, Doug, I can't top what you just said, man. I'm telling you. Whoa!
And so first and 10 for the Brenham Cubs. Oh, now the Brenham gets a sideline. So now each team has a sideline warning.
My goodness.
As the coach is moving everybody back, make sure they stay away from the sideline. Back to pass goes Jordan Harvey, and complete to Liedrich Walker. Walker gets it to the 30-yard line, and that'll be a 3-yard pickup.
Pass complete to number 5. Finally brought down by Jaquin Parker for the Lions.
And it's a second down. Clock down to 8:15 left to play in the game. Cubs trailing by 14. Need to get a score here. And play action. Harvey putting it over in the middle, and that is going to be caught. Guess who's number 4, Chris Messery, again. And that is to the 19-yard line.
Another first down. Man, I got so excited about the guy who made the tackle. Oh, my God.
That's quite all right. And we got time called.
I believe the Lions want to regroup.
And Randall takes the timeout, so we'll take it with him and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways, and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Now offering crushed concrete base materials. Just call 530-5476. That's 530-5476.
When you're in trouble and need a helping hand, call A Freedom Bail Bonds for experience you can trust. When you only have one call, make it count. Call A Freedom Bail Bonds. They offer 24/7 service, alcohol monitoring, and electronic GPS monitoring. A Freedom Bail Bonds at 109 South St. Charles Street in downtown Brenham services Washington and the surrounding counties. A Freedom Bail Bonds. They put your feet back on the street. Call 979-836-4407 or toll free at 1-877-836-4407 for A Freedom Bail Bonds. Se habla español. License number 05WC0013.
Back we go. The Cubs take a snap, and we got a flag down. And Chris Kidder this time call for a false start. And that'll push the Cubs back 5 yards. As we come back to action, we got 7:30 left to go in the game. Lions leading the Cubs 21-7, but Cubs knocking on the door here.
Tell you what, Chris Gidry's pumped right now.
He certainly is. And Jordan Harvey back to pass, rolling out, puts it in the air, and was going this time for Powell, and out of bounds. And that'll bring up second down at 15.
Tylon is down on the sidelines.
And they're checking him out. And we got an injury timeout on the field. Ball is at the 24-yard line. Yeah, Cubs trying to battle back here at the... It's 21-7. Lions scored all their points in the first half. And they held 21-0 lead at halftime. Cubs scored right before the end of the third quarter to make it 21-7. And now we're going to try to punch this one in here and make it a one-score game. As the offense about to come back out on the field. And it will be Walker and It'll be Lindrick Walker Jr. and Jordan Harvey in the backfield. And back to pass goes Harvey. He's going to put it in the air. And pass is going to be caught far down the ground. And he has got it down to the 12-yard line. And a first down for the Cubs.
There we go.
And a 12-yard
pick. Not a first down.
Oh, not a... Oh, no. It's 33-4. I thought he... Thought he had it. I looked at the markers wrong on the far end there.
Yeah, what are three.
He's got to get to the 9 to pick up a first down. But a great catch there, nonetheless, by Cartel Brown.
Yeah, nice play.
And got out of bounds. That stopped the clock with 7:18 left. And give is to Walker. Cuts back and pick up a first down. To the 7-yard line. It'll be first and goal, Cubs.
Nice cut back there by Lindrick Walker. Finally brought down by Chase Sims.
And Walker, who is our starting cornerback, getting the chance here on offense and showing us some chops there. And Harvey going to put it in the air. Incomplete. Was looking for Guidry. And that'll bring second down and 7.
Deshaun Williams on the coverage stand there for the Lions.
Clock stop with 6:43 left to play here in the ball game. And pass. Touchdown, Cubs! Jordan Harvey, 7 yards out to Cartel Brown, and we got us a 1-score game. And now on for the extra point, Blue Sinega. Snap, kick is up, and it's good. And with 6:39 left, it is now the Randall Lions 21, Brenham Cubs 14. Back with the kickoff after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish you'd never
homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Her original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavors since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days.
The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with the winning flavor for everyone. Bluebell proudly supports the Brenham Cubs.
And there's the kickoff. And it's going to be fielded by Randall at the 12-yard line.
That's Sherrod Rivas.
And Rivas on the return up to the 23-yard line. Will be first and 10 for the Lions. As we come back here, we got 6:33 left to go in the game. And it is the Lions leading the Cubs now 21-14. Cubs have cut, after being down 21-0, have cut it to a 1-score game.
Jason Miller on the stop there for the Cubs.
And now for the Cubs, they need to get another stop here on defense. And then see if they could...
I take that back. That was Riker Stewart. I apologize.
And so here we go. Skrbavik in there at quarterback. Give is to Callis Williams. Or Williams Callis, rather. He's brought down quickly.
Tell you what, led by Caleb Espinosa there, Doug.
Yeah. 1 yard carry, bring up second and nine. So Skrbanek give this to Williams again, and comes right there to put the stop to it, and that's going to bring up third down.
Led by Mason Seymour there for the Cubs.
Yes, a 3 yard pickup, bring up third down and six, ball at the 27 yard line. Now the Cubs defense can hold them here. That's going to make things very interesting. Sweeney back at quarterback. Nobody in the backfield with him. We got three receivers to one side, two to the left. Blitz is coming. And Randall wants a timeout. And we got fans into it. And with that timeout, we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
At Bush's Chicken, there is one goal each day. Be the best. Right now, try their new Bush Baby Chicken Sandwich. Chicken tenders and pickles served with a special sauce on a King Hawaiian bun. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern fried chicken lovers. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Stop at Bush's Chicken at Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Call in your orders at 979-836-1800.
Looking for real estate? Hody Real Estate, active in all aspects of real estate sales since 1978. They're a family-owned and operated business in the heart of downtown Brenham. They have everything. Residential, country homes, farms and ranches, residential lots, unimproved acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings and take virtual tours. Call 836-8532 and let them put you in the home of your dreams or the perfect place for your business. Hody Real Estate congratulates the Cubs on a winning season.
As we come back here, they were about ready to go again, and now Brenham wants a timeout. And so as we return to play here, we have 5:12 left to go. Lions lead the Cubs 21-14, and it's third down and six.
I don't think the Lions expected this.
I don't think so either. They were used to demolishing their opponents coming into this one. And it's a tight-knit ball game here. And now it's Ken the Cubs.
My heart is racing. I think we're going to make a big play here.
Got to get the stop here and get the ball back. Skrbanek in there, quarterback with Williams. Callis in the backfield. Man in motion. There's the snap. Play action. Skrbanek back to pass. Going to put it in the air.
Oh, no!
By Williams Callis. And he is going to take it all the way to the up and into the end zone for the touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
73 yards. And that may have been the... That may have been it.
Oh, my goodness.
What happened? Coach is wondering, how did he get that wide open?
He literally beat, you know, two of our cornerbacks and a safety.
It's not over yet, but that didn't help. And so the extra point is good. And with that, we got 4:58 left. Lions lead at 28-14. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hey everybody, it's Blake Sander here at Apple Ford. Have you looked for a new vehicle lately? Or even a pre-owned vehicle? There are great deals almost everywhere. But does a great deal result in better service? Absolutely not. You probably don't feel the welcoming atmosphere or the relaxed environment. If you're looking for that experience, look no further. That's what you'll get when you contact me. I'll do all I can to make sure you have the most pleasant experience purchasing your next dream vehicle. Call me at 979-203-9098. Let me go to work for you. And always remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Your local bank at your fingertips. There are times when you're happy your banker knows you by name, and then there are times when you'd like to pay a bill or check your balance just by reaching into your pocket and grabbing your phone. At Citizens State Bank, we're happy to offer you both of these options. In fact, you could say we've never been more local. Citizens State Bank, local service and mobile convenience. Member FDIC. Data and third-party charges may apply.
And as we come back here, the kickoff sails out of the back of the end zone. And so the Cubs will have it first and 10 at the 25-yard line. Got 4:58 left to go in the game. Lions with a 28-14 lead. Cubs have got it down to a one-score game, but then the Lions on that last drive, a 73-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Skrbanek to Landon Williams-Callis. And now things are not looking good for Brenham, but still time on the clock. They've got to get a score here and probably an onside and try again. So it's not out of the question, but it is going to be difficult. And back to pass goes Jordan Harvey rolling down. He's going to put it in the air and out of bounds. He was just trying to get rid of that one. Second and 10, and Cubs have got C.J. Glover, a freshman running back, in there now.
Well, that's a good sign.
Back to pass goes Harvey, and it's going to be caught by Glover at the 40. 40 up to the 47-yard line. That's a big play there.
There you go, C.J.
Glover, he's a freshman. He was just called up for the playoffs. Hasn't been with the team this year. And makes a big play on his first catch as a varsity player.
Tell you what, big play. There we go.
Now I need a few more of those.
And get out of bounds.
Yeah, back to pass, Glover. And Harvey rolling out and escapes one tackler, throws it downfield. And incomplete. He was looking for Guidry. And Guidry coming up slowly again on the sidelines. And he's not coming up.
DeCorey and Rubin on the coverage over there.
Yeah, looks like they're going to check on Guidry. So they're going to have to bring in an extra receiver now. Tristan Sugar checking in, and Guidry is hurt on the sidelines there. Harvey back to pass. And he's going to get sacked.
Chase Sims, just a big, huge rush there.
And that'll move the ball back to the 39-yard line. And that'll bring up third down and 10. Or actually no longer than that, third down and 20. The Cubs have to get to the 43-yard line to pick up the first down. And we're down to 4:04 left to play. Harvey back to pass, and it's going to be caught. That is Zabrin Powell. He's going to bring it fourth down, and they've got to go for it.
DeCorey and Rubin on the stop.
Pass complete to number 12,
DeCorey Powell. And so 3:40 left to go in the game. Brown and Sugar to one side, Powell to the other. Walker Jr. in the backfield. And Harvey going to put it in the air. Caught Chris Guidry. But he's going to be short of the first down. And the Cubs will turn the ball over on downs.
I tell you what. Chris Guidry made Sherrod Rivas pay for that.
Yeah. And so Rivas down on the field. And we got an injury timeout. And so with that, let's go ahead and take our timeout with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
Get ready for some fall-tastic fun with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. You can expect all kinds of fun, such as Cards Club on the first Wednesday of every month. Sign up for an aqua cardio or a waterworks class to help stay fit this fall. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 25th through the 27th. Admission is required. Please note that they will be closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
As we come back here, we got 3:13 left to go in the game. The Randall Lions leading the Brenham Cubs 28-14. And Randall will have the ball again. And so it'll be at the 47-yard line.
If you ever need a turnover, you need it now.
Yes. I got to imagine it will be a steady diet of Landon Williams Callis. And give this to Callis. And he's around the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, and finally run out of bounds. After a big game there, let's see where they're going to spot him.
Quincy Adams finally running him out of bounds.
They're going to put him at the 23-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Randall Lions. And they get another score here. That's pretty much, you can close the book on this one. Cubs need a turnover. Mix it in motion. And Skrbanek with a give to Williams. And Williams going to get stopped after a gain to the 21. That's a 2-yard pickup.
Doyle Brown in on the stop there for the Cubs.
And we're down to 2:35 left to play here in the ball game. Clock not on the side of the Brenham Cubs right now. And hand off is to Williams again. And this time he's going to be tackled at the 20. Yeah, it looks like we're going to get a timeout on the field.
Joe Rodriguez, Caleb Espinosa, Christian Prosper in on the stop.
And so with the timeout, we'll take it with them. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking more than a little dull? And no scratches on the side. Yikes! Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealer's lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranty. They're committed to quality.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas. Festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done. Go, Cubs!
And handoff is to Williams. And he's trying to drag the pile with him, and he's going to be shy of the first down to the 17-yard line.
Darius Brown, Joe Rodriguez, and I didn't see the rest of the Cubs.
And Cubs are going to use their final timeout here. With 2:09 left to go in the game. Cubs trailing this one 28-14. And if things stand the way they do, Richmond Randall will go to 13-0. And the Cubs will move, will finish the season with an 11-2 record. And Randall will go on to play their district foe, which is Iowa Colony, next week for the regional championship. That just shows you how good that district is over there when you had three of their four teams make three of their teams make the final four in this region. Yeah, it looks like they're going to do a field goal try.
And who was the other?
Well, Fort Bend, Marshall, Iowa Colony, and
no, I'm talking about who was the fourth one.
The fourth one would be us.
Yeah, that's right. So,
and so this will be a 34-yard attempt from Mangaya. Kick is up. No good.
Oh, good.
He missed the field goal, and so now Cubs have got a shot here. It's a long shot, but they've still got a shot here. They need a quick score and onside kick and another quick score.
And we may make a ball game.
Yep. Cubs will have it first and 10 at the 20-yard line. That's why we say not impossible, but doable.
Never say never.
Exactly. And none of those guys on that field will say that. They're going to keep going until that last whistle sounds. And Jordan Harvey back to pass, and he is going to get sacked. Back to the 6-yard line. That's big number 72, Ryo Thomas.
A big, strong rush there.
Huh? And looks like, is that Harvey down?
That's Harvey down.
And so the training staff out there to check on Jordan Harvey. Yeah, the clock has stopped with a minute 51. And so with the injury timeout, let's go ahead and take a 60-second break in. Here's some more from our sponsors. And with the injury timeout on the field, we're going to go ahead and take a 60-second timeout. And let's hear some more from our Brenham Cub playoff sponsors.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in supporting the Cubs during this year's football season.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
And back we go here. Good news is that Jordan is back up and walking towards the sidelines after taking that hard sack there.
Yeah. Tell you what, here it's resting on the shoulders of our future, Doug.
Yep, yeah.
Hudson Hartstack.
Hudson Hartstack, sophomore quarterback, checking into the game for the first time. He'll have Leedrick Walker Jr. in the backfield with him, and what a way to come in. And Hartstack back to pass, incomplete, intended for Walker. And that'll bring up third down and 19. And the clock stops with a minute 43. And so Hartstack ready. And takes a snap. Going to put it in the air. And incomplete. Pass was dropped there by Jabrion Moore.
Jabrion just couldn't come up with it.
And that'll bring it fourth and 19 for the Cubs.
I thought that was a catchable ball.
I thought so too. And it's a fourth and 19 with a minute 38. And Cubs, no choice. They got to go for it.
Make sure you get past the 30.
Yeah, he's going to put it in and pass incomplete. Looking for a pass interference call. Nothing from the referees. So that Cubs will turn it over on downs. And so with a minute 34, and Cubs are out of timeouts. So really all Randall has to do is just take a knee and run the clock out.
Tell you what, valiant effort though by the Cubs. Just if we would have paid any type of first half close to what they did in the second half.
And they're lining up. Looks to be victory formation for Randall. And Skrbanek will take the knee. So they will let the clock run all the way down. And this is going to bring what has been an amazing season for the Brenham Cubs to a close here. 11-2, three rounds deep in the playoffs. And while this one's going to sting, it's still that you can't discount the way these guys have played all year long.
They really, really played solid all year long. And we can only hope that this will sting bad enough that they won't forget it and they'll carry it over to next year.
Exactly. And another kneel down as we're down to 45 seconds left on the clock. And one more ought to do it. As some of the fans beginning to file for the exits now. And that is a kneel down, and that is going to do it. And your final score, the Randall Lions 28, Brenham Cubs 14. And we'll be back with the postgame after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
For over 20 years, the Stars of Joy event at Brenham National Bank has become one of our favorite traditions. Stars of Joy is making Christmas wishes come true for children in foster care or children supervised by Child Protective Services. Come by our lobby and select a star from the Christmas tree and make a child's wish come true. Cash donations will also be accepted. Gifts must be at Brenham National Bank by Thursday, December 5th. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, Mike Leonard, General Sales Manager here at Apple Ford and Hyundai of Brenham. Times have definitely changed in my 25 years here, but something that hasn't changed is our commitment and service to our customers. So come see me and my team for the great customer service you deserve, or visit us online at appleford.com or hyundaiofbrenham.com, or give us a call at 979-836-3659, 979-836-3659, and go Cubs.
DDM Pipe and Steel is a complete warehouse for just about everything metal. Pipe, angle iron, flat plate, metal building components, roll-up doors, and a selection of long-lasting metal roofing systems. Their knowledgeable staff can answer your questions to help get your project off the ground. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high-quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships with their customers. DDM Pipe and Steel, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop, and online at ddmbuildings.com.
KTEX Country, first-time home buyers have been loving the new programs that have been rolled out specifically for them. A first-time home buyer is any person who has not owned or had an interest in a home within the past 3 years. There are a lot of great programs out there, such as down payment assistance, which helps to fund a home without having all the funds up front. In short, there are a lot of options out there. If you're looking for your first property, remember, any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914.
All right, as we come back here in your final score, the Richmond Randall Lions win it 28-14 over the Brenham Cubs. Randall improves to 13-0 on the season. The Cubs drop to 11-2, and that will bring it into what's been an amazing season for the Brenham Cubs, to go undefeated, win district, and then make it three rounds deep in the playoffs. And it's just the start of something. I mean, Coach Young's talked about it. Up through the pipeline, JV, freshmen, eighth grade teams all doing well this year. And I think this is just the start of something big for the Cubs. But we just got the final statistics in here. And Jordan Harvey, 18 out of 32 passing, 233 yards and a touchdown. Zyron Upshaw, one pass, one completion, and has 19 yards for a touchdown. Receiving, Chris Guidry, 10 catches, 180 yards, and a touchdown. And also, Cartel Brown, 3 catches, 28 yards. Yeah, Ludrick Walker Jr. with 2 catches for 13 yards. Jabrion Moore, 2 catches, 6 yards. Yeah, Glover with, CJ Glover, 1 catch, 22 yards. And, Zabron Powell, 1 catch for 3 yards. Rushing, this is where the story told, because normally the Cubs are such a great rushing team, and this time 29 carries minus 15 yards. Leading ball carrier was Walker Jr., 8 carries, 13 yards. Zyron Upshaw, 11 carries, just 6 yards. Everybody else was in the negative during the rushing yards, and just a rough game. Could not get the ground game going at all, and that was a big difference. And looking at the stats for the Lions, Tyler Skrbanek, 4 out of 6, 124 yards, 2 touchdowns. And his leading receiver was Jackson Montalago, 2 catches, 35 yards, touchdown. And, of course, the backbreaker, that long pass to Landon Williams-Callis, 1 catch, 73 yards, and a touchdown. And then Callis also 21 carries, 113 yards, and a touchdown. Kylan Sweeney with 6 carries for 51 yards. And first downs, Brenham actually had more first downs than Randall, 17-11. And that was the story there. In the meantime, let's take another break, and we'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Wingstop in Brenham is the ultimate destination to cure your chicken cravings. Now carrying their brand new chicken sandwich in not one, not two, but 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors of the new perfectly cooked crispy chicken sandwich, topped with pickles and laid on a butter bun. Make your sandwich a combo deal with fries, a drink, and a dip for only $8.49. Place your order for the new chicken sandwich online at wingstop.com or visit them at 2642 Highway 36 South
in Brenham. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham, a proud supporter of Cub football. We look forward to seeing the Cubs light up the scoreboard this fall. And you, too, can rack up points with Bank of Brenham's Scorecard Rewards Program. Earn points with every qualified debit card transaction that can be redeemed for future purchases. So whether you swipe left or swipe right, it's always a winning play. Bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC.
As we come back here and we continue with the postgame show, and time now to take a listen to the highlights. And well, there wasn't a whole lot really until no highlights in the first half. Second half, Cubs were down 21-0, and they would pull a little trick play here with Zyron Upshaw tossing a 19-yard touchdown pass to Chris Guidry. After Upshaw, he's going to put it in the air. He's got Guidry.
Oh, yes!
Him. Touchdown, Cubs!
What a play!
Pull the rabbit out of the hat. And then they would score. Then in the fourth quarter, the Cubs would cut it to a one-score game on this pass from Jordan Harvey to Cartel Brown. Walker in motion. And pass.
Yes, Cartel! Touchdown, Cubs!
And but then in the four, and then it would be Skrbanek finding Callis, 73-yard touchdown, and that would be the turn out to be the game winner there for the Lions, and they move on to the next round of the playoffs. They'll play Iowa Colony next week. That should actually be a really good game. Those two teams, district foes as well, and so the season, as we said, comes to an end for the Brenham Cubs. We got more to come here on the post game. Let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Hey, you need a roof, but you don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services for the area for over 30 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing from new, conventional, to green, energy-efficient roofs, and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today. J&A Roofing is proud to support the Brenham Cubs in the playoffs.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs football. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield. For all of your auto glass needs, call or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Cubs football team and the coaches good luck during playoffs.
Back we come here as Tommy's down there waiting to talk to Coach Danny Youngs. Coach Youngs has been hugging his players and paying his respects. They've had a great team. And what makes it really good about this team, we always scratch the surface of it because you think about it, there's only two starters, two senior starters on each side of the ball we're losing. So there is a lot to look forward to. You got nine guys on each side of the ball coming back next season. And hopefully that includes a healthy Jacoby Dixon. And, I know Jacoby didn't get to play today, but we're hoping that he's healthy and he's going to be good to go next season. He's so close to breaking so many school records. And we look forward to continuing that chase next year. And it's just been an honor. And all these guys really have just been so much fun to call their games this year, with Jordan and Jordan Harvey, Chris Guidry, Cartel Brown, Zyron Upshaw, all the guys on the O-line that have really been getting done, Hagen Frank, our H-back, and all the guys on the defense, too. This has just been a really fun team to watch this season, and you hate to see it come to an end, but it's been an incredible ride, and we're definitely looking forward to that, and we're looking forward to hearing from Tommy and Coach Youngs as we continue here with the postgame report. And, of course, coming up, don't forget, Want to get a quick plug in for Talk to Santa coming up this Tuesday right here on KWHI. That'll be a 5:35 start time. Craig Montana is going to be hooking up his special cell line to the North Pole, and kids can call in to talk to Santa Claus. And I believe it's the 836-3655 number, I believe. They can call in, and he'll hook them directly and talking to Santa. So be sure you join us for that. And in the meantime, we're going to continue with more of the postgame. Let's send you back to the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
If you're someone wanting to get ahead this winter, Blinn College makes it easy. Enroll for the Winter Mini-Mester starting December 16th and finish an online course in just a few weeks with full transferable credit. Or start the new year strong with spring classes beginning January 13th. With affordable tuition and flexible online or in-person options, Blinn is your pathway to success. Don't wait. Visit blinn.edu and register today for the Winter Mini-Mester and spring classes.
From kickoff to fourth quarter, Christy Schlotman, your local farmer's insurance agent, is here to make sure you're protected, both on and off the field. Just like a strong defense, Christy's got your back when it comes to insurance. So when life throws unexpected challenges your way, Farmers Insurance will tackle them with confidence. Christy Schlotman, your local agent with Farmers Insurance, invites you to stop by 201 North Park Street in downtown Brenham and come out and cheer on the Brenham Cubs this season.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
For over 20 years, the Stars of Joy event at Brenham National Bank has become one of our favorite traditions. Stars of Joy is making Christmas wishes come true for children in foster care or children supervised by Child Protective Services. Come by our lobby and select a star from the Christmas tree and make a child's wish come true. Cash donations will also be accepted. Gifts must be at Brenham National Bank by Thursday, December 5th. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
All right, as we come back here, we are continuing with the postgame. And Tommy Lange from Daikin Stadium in Waller. And as we said, the final score, it was the Randall Lions over the Brenham Cubs, 28-14. And so Randall moving on in the playoffs. Cubs season coming to an unfortunate end. But what a great season it was. And guess now it's on to basketball and then later baseball and softball. But can't say enough about this team. Good bunch of young guys. And we know they'll be back in the mix again next season as we are waiting on the post-game interview with Tommy with Coach Danny Youngs. And then we'll also still to come. We've got our as a matter of fact, let's go ahead and name our Whataburger What a Play of the Game. And the Whataburger What a Play of the Game, we're going to give that to Chris Guidry, and that was, well, Zyron Upshaw and Chris Guidry on that first touchdown of the game, which came in the third quarter with 53 seconds left. Upshaw lined up in the Wildcat, and everybody was expecting a run, and then all of a sudden threw a swing pass to Guidry, and Guidry ran it in for 19 yards for the first touchdown of the game. And that is our Whataburger What a Play of the Game. Whataburger, home of the breakfast burger and the honey butter chicken biscuit. Family owned and operated since 1950 with online ordering available. Visit Whataburger in Brenham at 2801 Highway 36 South. Open 24/7.